My guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight has visited with us before, our last conversation coming just under a year ago. And since that time, she has been working quite hard at her craft, playing venue after venue, and she's become quite the presence on the internet. She even was the subject of a short film. And she brings us a brand new song tonight from a brand new EP called 5 at 15. I'd like to welcome Chloe Collins back to the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Can you believe we last spoke almost a year ago?
I know, it's crazy. Time just flies by.
You've certainly been busy. You performed in many different cities. Give us some of the highlights.
Dublin, the House of Blues in New Orleans, New York City, and Barbados, so just a few.
Any favorites?
I loved the House of Blues because it's just a legendary place. Mm-hmm. And also the Bitter End in New York is one of my favorites because I live here.
Tell us about this YouTube channel. If I remember correctly, that was in its early stages last time. How has that grown?
I've just been posting videos of me playing live in places. Some are at home, and some are music videos that I film by myself and sometimes with friends for the songs on my new EP.
Give us that link before I forget so our listeners can see you perform as well as hear your voice, which we'll do in just a minute.
It's just Chloe Collins Music.
And that's Chloe Collins. I also heard that you had a film student feature you in a short film. Tell us about that experience, because I'm kind of picturing something like a reality TV show.
Close. It was more like we would film together for a few hours a day, and it was just kind of about my life and the songwriting process, and it was really interesting to watch back because it's about me. I wasn't acting. It was just playing myself. It was really fun to film.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar speaking with Chloe Collins. Chloe, you're 15 now?
Yes, I'm 15.
And you're from Pleasantville?
I am from Pleasantville, yes.
I forget where you attend school.
I go to a college prep school. It's called Calvert Academy.
Uh-huh. And you're a sophomore there?
Yes, I am.
How do you fit music and schoolwork together along with having a social life as a 15-year-old?
It's kind of difficult. I sometimes have a textbook on my right and a songbook on my left, and I'm writing a song while, like, doing chemistry or something, and it can get kind of crazy, but I actually love it.
What other kinds of activities are you involved in school?
I'm taking a creative writing class. My favorite subject is English, and I might start doing some film classes as well.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Do you do any kind of acting or anything like that?
I do take acting classes as well, yes.
I know that one of your early influences was the TV show Hannah Montana, which starred Miley Cyrus. And I'm kind of curious as to what you think of Miley's direction these days.
You know, I love her music. I don't really have a say on what she's doing. She was one of my original influences, and I really appreciate what she's done. It's her life.
You began playing guitar at the age of 8 after watching Hannah Montana, and I know a lot can happen in 7 years for sure. Was there a specific event which got you thinking that you'd like to pursue music as more than just learning how to play an instrument in passing?
I played The Sound of Music at the winter concert in my elementary school, and they performed at the high school, which has a beautiful auditorium. The applause that I got back was such a reward to me, and it was so exciting that right in that moment I knew that I wanted to do it for the rest of my life.
Chloe, who are your current performing and songwriting influences?
I am a huge fan of Taylor Swift, of course. Keith Urban, Ed Sheeran, and Lady Antebellum are just a few.
I read one review of your music, in fact, which says you're reminiscent of Taylor's early days paired with the inventiveness of Ed Sheeran. Wow. Your songwriting really has matured in just the time that we've known each other. Chloe, how have you changed your approach to creating a song?
Well, I've been putting more personal details from my life into my songs lately, and I've been using my emotions to kind of flesh out some of them as well.
And that creative writing course, is that helping you with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Where do your ideas generally come from?
Mostly my real life. Sometimes my friends and what they're going through, and sometimes even TV shows that I'm watching, like Ross and Rachel on Friends.
Do you write the melody first now, or the words first? How do you put it all together?
I usually come up with a chord progression, and then I just keep kind of playing that over, and sometimes I come up with ideas like phrases or possible titles, and then I kind of come up with the words over the chords, and then the melody comes with the words as well.
Your new album is a 5-song EP called 5 at 15, for obvious reasons. 5 songs, you're 15 years old. Where did you record it?
I recorded it in Nashville with my producer, Mikey Reeves. I was there in the studio from 10 in the morning to 10 at night for, I think, a week, and we did the whole thing then, and it was the most amazing experience ever. I did all the vocals and the guitars.
Tell me about this recording process. Was it different than the way you'd worked in the past?
It was kind of different because sometimes it would be in bits and pieces before. With other producers, I would go there for a few hours, and then I would leave, and then they would work on the track and show it to me. But now that I'm more in the country genre, I was there for the whole thing, and I was creating it with them, and it was just so much more exciting that way.
I'm Kathy Millar, speaking with 15-year-old Pleasantville resident Chloe Collins in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. Chloe, you've played several venues around here lately. Where might our listeners have seen you perform in the past few months?
The Pleasantville Circle of Friends Coffee House every month, and I've been playing the Bitter End a lot recently, and I'm actually the Artist of the Month there right now.
Give us your social media links, including that YouTube channel again, so that your growing fan base can keep up with what you're doing.
My Twitter is Chloe Collins MUS, Instagram is Chloe Collins Music, Facebook is Chloe Collins Music, and YouTube is Chloe Collins.
And that's C-H-L-O-E-C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Chloe Collins. The song that we're going to share tonight is one that starts the new EP, All Over Again. Now, this is written from the perspective of someone who's actually a little older than you. How did you put yourself into that mindset?
I don't know. It's basically about a relationship that had its ups and downs, and even though it's over, I would go back and do it again.
Chloe Collins, thanks for being with me again in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, and all the best with this great new EP called 5 at 15, the upcoming gigs you've got, the rest of your sophomore year, and your YouTube channel and everything else that you're doing. A lot of irons in the fire, Chloe, and the best with all of them. Here's Chloe Collins with All Over Again on 100.7 WHUD.
I heard you got accepted to the college of your dreams. From time to time I wonder, do you still think of me when you hear that song? Much too high a cost, I know.